Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. I have a brilliant story for you now, because the world of competitive fishing is reeling, if you pardon the pun, after two fishermen allegedly put weights in their catch to try and cheat in a fishing tournament. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kominski were hoping to come first place in the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio, and would have walked away with a prize of $30,000, but scandal erupted when lead balls were found inside the walleye fish that they caught, and the moment of truth was captured on camera when they were caught red-handed. Have a listen.
We got weights and fish! Get the f*** out of here! Get the f*** out of here!
Holy mother of God, they were definitely on the hook there, I can tell you. Joining me now on the line is Des Chu, who's an assistant inspector with Inland Fisheries Ireland. Des, good evening to you.
Hi, Cormac. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Well, I'm not the better for listening to that, I'll tell you. Did you see it online?
Yeah, Cormac, I watched it this afternoon, and to be honest, I'm still in disbelief at what I saw.
Well, to explain to people what you saw then.
Well, I suppose if your listeners haven't seen it, and this has gone kind of viral, you could say, on social media, but the anglers were taking their catch to be weighed at the weigh-in at the scales, and these guys were kind of top guns in the competition. So they presented fish that had, I suppose, they looked about 4 pounds weight, and when they were weighed at the scales, they reached weights of up to 7 pounds.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, the director, Jason Fisher, he got suspicious, and people were hemming and hawing in the crowd. So they opened up the fish to discover that these guys had stuffed the fish with lead ball weights out on the lake.
So Fisher took a knife to the fish, and he took out the lead balls, and then chaos erupted, really.
Oh, it was chaos. I mean, I think the state police had to be called to keep these guys safe, because there's so much money involved. I mean, to put it into context, these guys were fishing a league, and they'd won a number of matches, so they were set to walk away with $29,000. So, you know, they'd won a few of these matches in the league, and, you know, I actually feel so sorry for the organisers here, because this is a kind of a community type of an event with a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though there's big money which is raised by competitor entry fees, but I mean, to think that it's just corruption, really. You know,
oh,
it's greed.
I'll tell you one thing: it wasn't a very good atmosphere at all. And usually, you think of fishing and fishing competitions as a nice, serene sport, but there was nothing serene about that atmosphere there. Tell me this, though, Des, and let's draw a line under that one and bring it all back home for a second. That couldn't happen in an Irish competition because the rules are different, isn't that right?
Well, thankfully, Cormac, over the last number of years, our fishing competitions, you know, have evolved and are still evolving. So, you know, we would have festivals at sea down in Rosslare and Cork and these Cork Harbour. Anglers would bring their boats over from abroad and they would catch the fish and photograph them at sea.
Mm-hmm. And they let them away then, is that right again?
Yes, they release them. And, you know, and in many cases, the anglers would be given a daily scorecard. So on the morning before they go out to sea. And, you know, this prevents any cheating. But I think what's very important here, these competitions are generating very big money into local communities in the Irish economy here. And what your listeners may not be aware of, that angling generates nearly €1 billion a year to the Irish economy.
Does it? That much? But can I? That's a massive figure. But I can't get my mind away from the cheaters in the US. What did they call it? The Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. How would they have stuffed the weights into the fish, Des? Because they were pretty big, weren't they, the weights?
They were, Cormac. Look, I'm just hoping the fish were dead before they put them in. It would have been better if they had released them and photographed them. But however, in the event that they were to bring them in, I believe that these guys, you know, they had the fish dead and decided that they were going to stuff the lead down the fish's mouth. It sounds pretty barbaric, and it looked equally barbaric on the video.
Yeah.
And so these big lead ball weights, and actually it looks to me like they attempted to disguise the lead inside the fish.
They did?
Yeah. Because these wall-eyed are voracious predators. They're very similar to our perch here, or the European zander. So they would eat small fish as part of their diet. And of course, they went to a bit of trouble, and you could see in the video that the competitor who's standing there beside the scales. Yeah, he's stunned. He was caught
with his pants down, wasn't he, Des? And he had nothing to say for himself, despite people asking him, do you have anything to say about this? Look, we play that clip again to finish off. Play it really quickly there for people. Des, we'll let you wait. Des Chu, thank you very much indeed. Have a listen to this again.
We got weights and fish! Get the f*** out of here! Get the f*** out of here!
Alright, you're a piece of shit!